This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
There's no single uniform for the New Year's Eve reveler, is there? I suppose it's a parka if you're headed for Times Square, where the temperature, by the way, is expected to be in the high 20s tonight. Elsewhere, it could be a tux, maybe one of those rented evening gowns even. Well, there are those novelty eyeglasses, glasses that this year will be in the shape of 2015. We wanted to know who came up with those, so we sent a reporter, Ilya Meritz, to find out.
Imagination.
Wonderful products.
Brought to you by...
Peter Caruso and Richard Sclafani have been music buddies for years. They play in a duo called the Tarantellas. This is Richard.
I play the Neapolitan mandolin.
I play rhythm guitar and sing background harmonies.
And that was Peter. One Friday night in January 1990, so almost 25 years ago, they were hanging out at Peter's house, drinking beers and doodling.
And then suddenly, nobody knows why, Pete just drew the number 2000 on a piece of paper, and he drew two little eyeballs inside the zeros.
An idea was born. Make lenses out of the digits of the coming year. 1991 would be easy with those big round nines. Now, if Richard and Peter were most people, they probably would have dropped their brilliant idea in the cold light of the following dawn. But these guys did the opposite. They found a manufacturer a little ways north of Seattle to make prototypes.
I wanted to keep it all local.
Next step, find gift shops and vendors to sell them.
So I sent about 300 of them to my nephew back in New York, and he went down to Times Square, put those glasses on, and started selling them. And he sold the whole 300 in about an hour, I guess. So we really knew we had something then.
It was a homespun operation. Richard and Peter spent their own money building the business and hired about 100 neighbors to do seasonal work when it was time to ship the glasses.
Four, three, two, one, happy 2000!
Y2K turned out to be a high point.
For the year 2000, we hit a half a million, all shipped out of my garage.
But after that, Richard says, business fizzled. No one felt much like celebrating 2002 after the 9/11 terror attacks, and competitors started flooding the market with their own knockoff glasses made overseas. Richard and Peter had a design patent, but they learned it doesn't afford much protection. This week in Times Square, I met newlyweds Hisaki and Masako Oguri. They were checking out some 2015 specs, but when they saw my microphone, they demanded a selfie.
3, 2, 1...
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Anyway, these glasses caught their eye. Because back home in Nagoya, Japan, believe it or not...
We have never seen like these glasses.
What do you think of them? Do you think they're silly or cool or...
Cool.
They're funny.
And made in China. At least all of the ones I saw. Peter Caruso and Richard Sclafani finally got out of the New Year's glasses business in 2008.
Still, you did a pretty good business there for a few years. Did you get rich?
No, not at all.
If you want to make novelties, Richard says, do it because it's fun. Tonight, he and Peter will play Italian music in a restaurant and then probably watch the party in Times Square, where people will be wearing the glasses they invented. In New York, I'm Ilya Meritz for Marketplace.